The following radio drama is about displacement. This can happen to any one of us. Struggles and survival. It's early in the morning. Kadogo walks out of the shanty where they live for now. Her grandma had woken up earlier.
Good morning, Kadogo.
Oh, good morning, Grandma. How are you?
I'm okay.
How was your night?
My night was okay, but with little tossing here and there.
I understand, Grandma. What's there for breakfast?
Oh, Kadogo. I've been to the nearby shop. There's no supply and we ran out of food yesterday. Is there any flour left so that we can prepare some porridge?
Sorry, let me find out.
Kadogo's grandma keeps herself busy collecting firewood. Then a man in his middle age approaches her.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Zebakari, and you are?
I'm Bitumaini.
Oh, I am your neighbor.
Yes, I'm a neighbor here too.
Welcome to Makwetu. And by the way, have you heard about the chief's baraza?
Yes, I've been informed about it.
Uh-huh.
We are supposed to assemble at Makwetu ground at 2. We are going to follow up on the resettlement plan.
Oh, I was told about that. They told us that we are going to have an expert from Kituo cha Sheria to educate us on land issues and also help us with the way forward.
Oh, yeah. I hope something substantial comes out of it. I will pass by so that we can go together.
Yes, I will be waiting. See you then.
It is 2 p.m. Makwetu grounds is bustling with people. They are talking about various issues. Grandma and Mzee Bakari are trying to find their way through the crowd.
Hey, have you seen the list of names on resettlement?
Yes, but the list does not tally the names that were submitted initially. Some names are missing, and there are also new names.
You parasites, you came here and took everything from us. Now all attention is on you. Go back where you came from, you outsiders. We are not sharing our resources with you. The natives will be served first.
Hey, calm down, people. Let us have one meeting. I am going to call out names as you submit your documents. Let us make a way, okay? Patrick Munyau, Josephat Langat, John Juma, Bakari Makaburi.
The chief calls out the names. The residents submit their documents. There are a lot of complaints from the residents. Female names are missing from the list.
I cannot find my name, and I submitted my document. Why are the names of the women missing? It is now clear to me that only men who paid for the land are being rewarded, eh? I paid the money that was demanded by the village headman, but my name is still missing. I want my money back. I want my money.
Bebakari.
Yes?
I can't find my name. Why are the female names missing from the list?
Sorry, Bitumaini. Let me find out.
Mzee Bakari walks through the crowd towards the chief.
How can women complain about land? How? It is men who get land. Why would a woman be allocated land? Our old ways must be respected and preserved.
Hey, listen. Listen, people. I am getting complaints. Let us be silent to get away forward from Kituo cha Sheria. Let me invite Dan from Kituo cha Sheria to advise us. If you have a question, feel free to ask. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you very much, Madam Chief. Good afternoon, people of Makwetu. Good afternoon, people of Makwetu. I am Dan from Kituo cha Sheria. Now, I have heard your complaints, and this is what the law says about our land. Listen. Constitution of Kenya, Land Acts and the IDP Act stipulates prevention of displacement, protection during displacement, humanitarian assistance and return, resettlement and reintegration of IDPs. The national government through National Consultative and Coordination Committee.
The meeting goes on till late in the evening. Kadogo's grandma and Mzebakari arrive home very late. They find Kadogo and Bahati playing. They anxiously approach the two.
Hello, grandma.
Hello.
How did it go? Are we being allocated land?
It has gone down not so well. There have been lots of discrimination. Things are not clear.
I hope Kituo cha Sheria will advise the relevant people accordingly and help the chief do the right thing. But I hope all this will end soon and we can go back to our normal lives.
Yes, Mzee Bakari. It's my hope too. It's getting late. We need to get in and prepare food. It has been a long day, Mzee Bakari.
Yes, it has been. Goodbye, Betumaini. I need to go back and check my medicine. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The two walk away dejected. Mzee Bakari and his son Bahati, while Kadogo's grandma gets in the house. Their hopes of resettlement have really been put on trial. In the Constitution of Kenya, Land Act and the IDPs Act are the relevant laws as far as advocating for IDPs' rights are concerned.
Real talk. This can happen to any one of us. It's a series of radio drama based on an initial story edited by Kituo cha Sheria. The present episodes have been produced by Ruben FM in cooperation with Special Initiative Refugees of the Civil Peace Service of the German Corporation and the Kenya Community Media Network, KCOMNET. The production administrator is Sheila Ngatia. Recordings of the dialogues have been done by the following theatre groups: South Africa Theatre Group, Copstar Theatre Group, Nawiri Theatre Group, and Mukhud Theatre Group. Narrators are Caroline Wambere and Thomas Odhiambo. It is produced and directed by Joseph Oluoch of Ruben FM. To give feedback on this program, please reach us on 0724-657934. Reach us on 0724-657934. Thank you so much.